Glyn Gant
on Moreland Radio. It's the mid-morning show and the third hour of the mid-morning show, and I'm quite looking forward to my chat with my next guests. Let me introduce you to Anne Tottle and Mike Fennell from the Potteries Paddlers. Good afternoon.
Hello. Hello.
What a great name, first of all, the Potteries Paddlers. If you're going to call a kayaking club anything, that is brilliant. But my first question has to be, because I've already been told off, Keith, who is Joe's husband, Joe, who does the horoscopes for us, is involved with the Potteries Paddlers.
Keith was the ex-chairman.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's told me off. Because I started off by saying about canoes, talking about canoes, and he said, you know, it's not just canoes, it's kayaks as well. So what is the difference between a canoe and a kayak?
Right, well, a kayak is, you paddle with a double-ended paddle, so it's got a blade on both ends.
Yeah.
And a canoe, you paddle with a single blade, so it's a hand grip on the top and then the paddle blade on the bottom.
Right.
That's the basic, simplest explanation, isn't it?
That's the simple explanation that the BCU, the British Canoeing Union, work with.
Yeah.
Most canoes are open-topped, mm-hmm. so you're not enclosed within it.
Right.
You can get more than one person in them usually,
yeah.
and you paddle along on just one side of the canoe.
I would have thought that was. I would have thought that would have been a kayak.
That's a canoe. Kayaks are more enclosed. You get sea kayaks. You get little play
right.
kayaks.
Right.
All sorts of different types for doing different purposes.
And you tend to have one to yourself. It's usually one person, one kayak.
Yeah.
Apart from some of the sea boats.
And they're the ones that people roll and have fun with and tip upside down and get back up again. Some canoes you can do that with, but most canoes you'd fall out and then have to get back in and sort a rescue or whatever from there.
To me, as a... I mean, I don't swim either, but to me, as a person who isn't particularly confident on the water, if I'm in a boat, say, for instance, a rowing boat... Or even a bigger boat, I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
But the thought of sitting in a wobbly little bit of fiberglass that could tip over any minute is scary. But how stable are they?
They come in lots of degrees of stableness.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have fairly wide boats that are very, very stable. You can have sit-on tops, which you don't sit in at all.
Yeah.
And they can be... quite wide and quite a slab of plastic that's on the water and as stable as a rowing boat.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do initial learning and progress really quite far on one of those boats if you so desire.
I'd need some big stabilisers on one if it was me.
Yeah, I suspect not. I suspect I've got one at home that my son uses that's for use on waves and things like that. Has a really big cockpit to it,
mm-hmm.
quite wide, quite stable. He's taken it down rivers with white water and rescued bits that have fallen out of my canoe by following me down.
Yeah,
it's quite important to get a boat that fits you. There's obviously the kind of boat that I need because I'm quite small, and the kind of boat that a 6-foot person needs are completely different. So particularly with a kayak, that makes a lot of difference.
So they did come in all shapes and sizes?
All shapes and sizes. There's a huge amount of equipment available these days.
With the, obviously the Olympics have been and gone now, but we did pretty well, didn't we, in the, now would that be canoeing or kayaking?
Kayaking.
On the rapids. And
yes, on the slalom course.
Yeah.
And then there was the sprint kayaking as well.
And there was the canoe on the slalom as well.
Yeah.
So did quite well in both.
Mm. So generally that tends to boost the popularity of a pastime or a sport. Has done any favours, do you think, to the sport?
It will do. It'll take time to work through, I think. But yes, it always helps. Any kind of publicity, good publicity.
We've had more inquiries from potential new members following the Olympics, so it's definitely done it well.
You've noticed a popularity boom then, isn't it? Tell me more about the Potteries Paddlers then. Where are you based?
Carry on.
Based in Potteries.
Well, I guess
so that's why. What we don't have is a clubhouse or a set venue or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It started as a group of friends who wished to go out and do more whitewater paddling and things like that.
Yeah.
And developed from that.
Mm.
The nearest thing we've got to a home water is Rudyard Lake.
Yeah.
So our club meetings that we have first Tuesday of every month, during the summer months, etc., we'll have them at Rudyard Lake. We'll have a pre-meet paddle, and then we'll meet in the pub above there to discuss what we're doing next, where we're going next, what fun people have had.
Are you more of a sort of doing it for the enjoyment of it kind of group rather than a competitive group?
Definitely. Our secretary does competitive slalom canoeing, and we have one or two lunatics within the club who've done the Cheshire Ring Race as a competitive event, which is 100 miles dragging canoes around the Cheshire and Staffordshire canals. You've got to take it out.
Yeah, because there's locks
and around all the locks and the tunnels you're not allowed to go through. So we hold the slowest record for ever going around the Cheshire Ring Race. So we do it for fun. We don't do it to compete.
This is it. It's the taking part that matters. That's what they always say, isn't it? How is this as a sport for physical fitness? Does it? I suppose upper body strength is something that it would improve, would it?
General fitness improves all over, because you're using your legs and your hips and your feet. You use almost every part of your body, really, kayaking in particular. And I guess canoeing, because you have you're kneeling or sitting, you're reaching, turning round, so you're twisting, all sorts of things.
Especially if you do capsize, because you have to sort of use the oar, don't you, to
paddle.
Get yourself...
It's a paddle.
Sorry. I'm getting my technicalities wrong here. The paddle, you have to use the paddle to get you back upright. Is that
yes, and people think it's all about the paddle, but actually it's mostly about the body and the hip flick, and the technical side of rolling is in the body, and the paddle's there as the last resort, really.
That must be slightly scary the first time you ever do it.
You work up to it. You don't just jump in a boat and try and do that. There's quite a lot of training and exercises to do before you're ready, really, to roll successfully.
So when people first go in a kayak, one of the things you'll do is not have a spray deck. Yeah. So it's not totally enclosed. That's the thing that seals you into the kayak.
Yeah.
So that when you roll it, you don't fill it full of water, and you can get it up with it still being an empty kayak.
Yeah.
So when people start, they won't have a spray deck on. It makes it a lot easier to get out.
Yeah.
One of the early things you'll do is deliberately turn the kayak over and make sure that you know how to get out of it safely and can get it out of it safely.
Right.
So that is a very early lesson when you do anything like this.
Getting out, first of all, is the most important thing.
Yeah. More than being in and paddling and things like that, you need to be happy that you can fall out of it and with no problems and get safely out and swim to the side.
Yeah.
The important thing's you, it's not the boat.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after you've progressed from that, you'll then put the spray deck on. It has a little tag at the front, so you can hold on to it and pull it open.
Yeah.
And then you can fall out of the kayak with the spray deck on and have the confidence for that.
Yeah.
And then you'll progress to strokes and all sorts of more complicated movements and things like that. And then practice rolling and see if you can roll it up, and then improve rolls and maybe be able to roll on both sides. So it's progressive.
I suppose that the possibilities are sort of endless in a way, where somebody might get involved with the Potteries Paddlers that enjoys a gentle little potter up and down the water, but then again at the other end of the scale you get these extreme sports people who throw themselves sitting in the kayak off the cliff, that kind of thing.
There are some of those. Fortunately, we don't have too many at the moment.
Because that is a little bit silly, isn't it?
That is very, very silly. But we do have people in the club who do white water.
Yeah.
And we'll go over weirs and rapids and things like that. In a controlled manner, so it's done as safely as you possibly can.
Yeah.
With all the safety kit. And with people in the club who have done foundation safety and rescue, and also the white water safety and rescue courses. So if we do have accidents, we know how to safely get around them. First aid, etc., etc., is all important.
Yeah.
But we've got people in the club who equally, just like the opposite spectrum, and do a nice leisurely paddle along the canals or rivers that don't have rapids and things in it. And it's basically covers all bases. You can do what you like.
If somebody wanted to get involved, with and potentially get involved with the Potteries paddlers, do they have to have their own kayak?
No, they don't. The club actually owns quite a lot of canoes and kayaks of different shapes and sizes. We've got all the buoyancy aids, all the helmets, paddles. So we've got everything to start people off. Mm-hmm. So if they're interested, contact Mike.
Right.
And then we can talk to them and see what they want to do and then put on training that's suitable for what they want.
Is this something that's suitable for all ages?
Yes.
All ages, all abilities or disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Super. Yeah. Brilliant. So how would somebody get in touch if they wanted to get to speak to you about this?
The easy way is to look on our website, which is potteriespaddlers.co.uk.
Right, okay.
And the email that goes with it is admin@potteriespaddlers.co.uk.
Yeah.
And that comes straight through to me.
Is it always a case of somebody that starts out for the first time, do they always start out somewhere like Rudyard Lake, or would you go to a pool somewhere?
We could go to the swimming pool. We do use Bidoff Valley Leisure Centre for swimming pool sessions.
Mm-hmm.
If we get enough people who want to do that, we'll book a session
sessions
and then
and
set it on
way.
And do it then.
Right.
In terms of the early sessions, now that we're getting into the colder months, doing it in a nice warm swimming pool,
yeah.
The visibility, if you wear a pair of goggles, you can see what you're doing underwater as well as on top.
Yeah.
It makes it so much easier and friendly.
Yeah.
And a lot of the local swimming pools for people do have boats available at the swimming pools that people can use.
Mm-hmm.
So there are pool bats at Bidulph, Kidsgrove. Is it back running again? I'm not too sure it is. But they also had kayaks that can be used for by people who book and do canoeing and kayak sessions.
Yeah.
We took two big canoes to Bidulph Pool and had fun with those, rolling them. It was absolutely mental, but so much fun. One of our members was permanently rolling a 17-foot canoe. We couldn't get her out of it. She may still be there.
So that's good. That's good to know that there is the opportunity for somebody that's never ever done it before. It can be done under, I suppose you have to do it under extreme safety sort of regulations and things like that.
Yeah.
So the website again, www.potteriespaddlers, all one word, that potteriespaddlers.co.uk, or you can email admin@potteriespaddlers.co.uk. And certainly find out when the next... Do you do, like, taster sessions and things like
that? Yeah, we do taster sessions and things like that. We tend to do those at Rudyard. It's getting a little bit cold to take people there now,
yeah.
But we'll definitely be doing those next year. And we can probably do the same sort of things for people at the swimming pool.
Yeah. How about people who are very nervous about it?
The swimming pool is the perfect opportunity to get into warm water and try it, because we've always got coaches there who will introduce people in the most appropriate way for their nervousness, really.
And be at hand by the side of the kayak that you're in, so that if you have any problems, you have assistance instantly.
Excellent.
And we can roll the kayak back up with somebody in it, even if they can't get in it out of it themselves, so they'll be back up in seconds.
It sounds like it is something that could be great fun. And a good chance to socialise in these circles as well.
It's why most of our meets are in pubs.
Well, the best meetings. The best meetings. It's been fascinating. I've learned a lot from it. Mike and Anne, thank you very much indeed for coming in, talking to us about Potteries Paddlers. .co.uk is the website if you want to have a look and maybe give it a go. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.